We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 25, verses 23 through 27. Let's set the scene one more time. The Apostle Paul has been brought into the auditorium at Caesarea Maritima at the royal palace, and he is going to be placed before Agrippa II and asked to give an explanation of the events that have brought him to this place. Agrippa and Bernice and Festus, of course, are sitting on the bema, and Paul is called in, and then the whole scene unfolds. Now, John Stott notes that Luke sketches this scene with graphic detail, and Paul's defense speech is more polished in structure and language than the others. It makes us wonder if Luke was present at this defense. If not, Paul or someone else must have repeated the events in great detail for him. It would seem unlikely that the word-for-word transcript contained all of these details, although it is possible. Well, Festus began the proceeding by saying, "King Agrippa, and all who are present with us, you see this man. The whole Jewish community has petitioned me about him, both here and in Jerusalem, crying out that he ought not live any longer." Festus, of course, is accurately reporting the prior situation that Claudius Lysias had faced with the angry mob on the temple grounds. They had told the commander, "Rid the earth of him, he is not fit to live." Beyond this, twice the Jews had plotted to kill Paul, once on his way to the Sanhedrin's Hall of Stones. The other plot was if Paul was transported back to Jerusalem from Caesarea Maritima. Now notice verse 25. Festus says, "But I found he had done nothing worthy of death, and since he has now appealed to the emperor, I decided to send him." Well, let me note a couple things here. First, the procurator has just admitted to Agrippa II and all the notable persons at the auditorium that he knows that Paul is innocent of any capital crime. He's admitting that he is in political quandary. Paul is not guilty of any crime for which he could be legally executed. Second, like his predecessor, Felix, the procurator had the power to simply release Paul. He didn't because he was too worried about the response of the Jewish leadership. The really honest thing to do would be to set Paul free and simply wait for the furor of the Jews to pass. Festus, however, was unwilling to do this. He is still pandering to the Jews, trying to get his procuratorship off of the ground. After all, he has only just taken over some 10 days before. All right, let's start reading at verse 26 and 27. "I have nothing definite to write to our sovereign about him. Therefore, I have brought him before all of you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after this inquiry, I may have something to write. For it seems unreasonable to me to send a prisoner without specifying the charges against him." I believe that F.F. Bruce is correct when he writes this. It was purely an unofficial inquiry. It was in no sense a trial. Agrippa had no authority to conduct a trial in Judea, and in any case, since Paul had now appealed to Caesar, he could be subjected to no further trial until his appeal was heard in Rome. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.